today on the Word of Truth Revealed.
Well, I'm tired of going to work. I'm tired of raising kids. I'm tired of doing all of this stuff. I'm tired of it. Well, you haven't seen the beauty in it yet. You got to stick with it and say yes until it's made beautiful for you, because it becomes beautiful in its time. What's going to keep you steadfast and movable? It is the yes in you. The eternity that he put in your heart that gets you up in the morning saying, I can do this.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Yes. Today, Bishop will be teaching from the 42nd Psalm, verses 1 through 8.
I remember being in the military and volunteering. I did that once. I'll do it. You don't know what you're getting into. Yes requires a commitment, and you can't see what's behind the door. It requires faith as well, but commitment is key. Glory to God. I really believe your ability to say yes is linked to your commitment, but more importantly, to your confidence. Your confidence that regardless of what comes when I say yes, I believe my yes will have with it an innate power for me to overcome it. Write it down. Life is hard. Can you see that with me? Life is hard. Let me help you again. It's going to get harder. It's not going to get easier. We're living in the last days, in perilous times. We will have respites of happiness, but we must endure hardness as a good soldier. And I've always been the kind of pastor that wanted to preach the word of God in such a way that the people of God could hear it and understand it. I don't try to sell a gospel of prosperity and ease and everything is going to be okay without telling you the truth. I'm looking at this nation and what's happening around the world, and I'm paying close attention. I'm looking at the fragile economic markets. I'm looking at world economies. I'm looking at politics. I'm looking at how people are dividing the nation. I'm looking at a whole block of people that see truth and look past it. I'm looking at the rise of AI, which can be good, but it can be very bad. I'm looking at nuclear threats. I'm looking at China growing and Russia just acting like a renegade, blowing up hospitals and children, and we think it's going to be okay. Sooner or later, bombs will come to our shores. And I want you to all understand, many of us can't serve him and we got it pretty good right now. We're living the best life now. I'm living my best life. But we don't even understand what's coming. In the last days, perilous times will come. Where men will be lovers of themselves, care nothing about our responsibilities. These things are happening in the midst of us, and I'm here to tell you, unless you grab your yes, you're going to miss it. It is the yes with Jesus. It is the yes with his plan. It is the yes with his will that will push us forward. Grab your yes, man, and bring it to God. Lady, grab your yes and bring it to God. Thank you, Lord. Life is hard. It's going to get harder. Marriage is hard. It's going to get harder. 50, 80, 100,000 in the bank, still hard. It requires work. It's going to get harder. It's getting harder. Yes. Raising a family is a job. Yes. Yes. And you want
want more kids? You can't coast if you're raising a family. You going on vacation and cruises because you need it? What? That's what we do when we retire. After you raise your family. Do you know you work all year long just to get 2 weeks off? You don't work all year long to go on cruises and you got a family? You've got to invest in your children. And they need your time. Not just your money. It requires work. You can't look at me in my evening and judge what I do, and you want to do like it when you're in your morning. Man, I want to do it. You can't do what I do when I was your age. I was in the grind. I spent a year without going to any movie or any restaurant because I decided to tithe to God. Going to work, going to church, and sitting in my house with a bean bag and a TV that only had 3 channels. It's called sacrifice. Talk about you living your best life and you in your 20s and 30s. That's the time to get it. And spend time with your children at home. I couldn't take Omar to the theme park. I had to make up stuff. Took him to the mall and let him run. Took him to McDonald's and let him play. In that little jungle gym area. It was free. I didn't feel bad as a parent because I couldn't buy you an Xbox. We did our own thing. Teddy Ryder said, all I want to do is zoom, zoom, zoom. So we just took that and all I want to do is zoom, 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 zoom. And we did our own zoom, zoom in the car. We made up stuff. I told him 1,000 stories. I made them up too, but I told him 1,000. Use your imagination. I wrote him a note. It's hard. It's a job to raise kids. You go to work, then you come home and you go to work. Write it down. Living for Jesus is hard. I know the church world says, man, I'm, oh my God. Ever since I turned to the Lord, think, listen. Living for Jesus isn't easy. With the Holy Spirit, the comforter makes it better. And you need the comforter. You're not supposed to live the Christian life on your own, in the grind, trying to, I just got to live for Jesus. You got to have the Holy Ghost to help you do that. It ain't easy to forgive. It's hard. You got to make a decision. And if I forgave you of 1,000, how much did it cost me? You got away. But it cost me 1,000. It's easy for you to walk past me. Because it didn't cost you anything. But if I gave you 1,000 and I forgave it, it cost me 1,000. You wouldn't know what it's like until you gave 1,000 and somebody didn't pay you back. It's hard. Living in harmony with others is hard, and it's getting harder. For this praise team to sing in harmony, they have to practice. I don't care how gifted they are. If they don't practice, you hear one out of tune. We're all in C. Bop, but one will be bang. It's easy to be out of tune. It's harder to synchronize. I decree and declare that though it's hard and there's a no to harmony, in the name of Jesus, there's a yes, hallelujah, to the harmony that's in us and the need for us to have harmony in our church, and God is going to help us to overcome. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
He's going to bring us into compliance. He's going to make us one. Though it's tough, you can do it. Glory to God. If you practice, it makes it easier. Thank you, God. It's going to get tougher. And it will require more of your yield to overcome than ever before. For a moment, I want to talk about assignments and calling. When believers talk about assignments or the call of God on their life, it usually means God is calling us. God is calling me to a particular job or profession or type of work. But it's even deeper than that. It's significant. It's significant. It's significant because the work that he calls us to do is important. It's very important, and it makes sense to ask God, what do you want me to do and how do you want me to accomplish it? So if God calls you, we still search. If he said, I'm calling you, okay, the call is just like a phone call. So what do you want? What do you want me to do after you call me, and how do you want me to work it? Now, many of us say, if he call, I will answer. But that's just one part of it. There must be a yes to whatever he says. Thank you, Lord. And sometimes what he says can make you bend. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. And verse 9, we're used to chapter 3 and verse 1. There's a time and a season for everything. But look at verse 9. What does the worker gain from his toil? You go to work every day. What are you looking for? Well, we're looking for a check. But many of us are looking for more than that. Then the writer says, I've seen the burden God laid on man. Amen. He has made everything beautiful in his time. He says, I put a burden on man. God puts a burden on man. But it takes time for you to see. Time or process for you to experience beautiful things. For you to experience the purpose of God and the reason why he puts a burden on man to go to work every day. Remember, he makes all things beautiful in its time. Which means if you stick with it, with the yes, eventually you'll see the beauty of what you're in. But you will spend many days working toward that beauty. Glory to God. How many of you have been working on your job for over 3 years? You're still looking for the beauty, right? It takes sometimes years before the plan begins to unfold. And that's why the faith teachers has messed us up, because they keep saying now, and the prophets now, and there's a turnaround tonight. But what if it doesn't happen in 24 hours? What do you do with those 7, 10 years of sticking with it? Remember, he makes all things beautiful in its time. That's why you need the word. Unite your yes with the word, not with your desires. He has also set eternity in the hearts of men, yet they cannot fathom what God has done from the beginning to the end. He has set eternity in the hearts of men. He put a yes in you. He put a yes in you. That's a part of eternity. Yes is in you. Eternity is saying yes to the will of God. I know he'll make it beautiful. I need you to give me strength until I see it. But eternity is in my heart. A yes is on the inside. Verse 12, I know that there is nothing better for men than to be happy and do good while they live. I know there's nothing better for men than to be happy and do good while they live. That means you got to go to work, raise a family. It's hard, but there's nothing better in the end for you than to stick with this cycle. Well, I'm tired of going to work. I'm tired of raising kids. I'm tired of doing all of this stuff. I'm tired of it. Well, you haven't seen the beauty in it yet. You got to stick with it and say yes until it's made beautiful for you, because it becomes beautiful in its time. What's going to keep you steadfast and movable? It is the yes in you. The eternity that he put in your heart. That gets you up in the morning saying, I can do this. And I don't know who I'm preaching to, but I'm preaching to people who want to quit. And God is saying, don't you quit. You got to see the beauty in the thing. Look at verse 13. That everything may eat and drink and find satisfaction in all its toil. This is the gift of God. I know that everything God does will endure forever. Nothing can be added to it. Nothing taken from it. God does it so that men will revere him. In other words, you can't do this without him helping you. And he does it that way so you'll never say, I did it. And you will have to say, God did it. Say it right now, God did it.
God did it.
That's right, God did it. Yes is an acronym. I want you to grab your yes and assign it to God's word. The Y is for yield. Yield. Stop resisting the Lord. Yield is not hard. If you think about an expensive car coming off of Palm Bay Road onto I-95 heading north or heading south, as you're coming along the ramp picking up speed to get onto the highway, there's a semi truck that won't move over. Now if you had a Jed Clampett, a raggedy old truck, 1959, tore up from the floor up, it was already smoking, and there was nothing that you loved in it, you may run into that or bump it. But if you're up to speed, and you got something modern, something that costs you 25 and above, and that truck won't move, even if you blow your horn, what are you going to do? Say it out.
Yield.
Say it again.
Yield.
You're going to back up off of the gas and allow it to pass. You do it all the time when it comes to your expensive vehicle. Well, the gift in you, I've been preaching it, man, there's greater inside of you. You're a container, and God is giving you content, and the content is always more valuable than the container, but don't get it twisted. He loves what carries his glory. He loves the people who carry his purpose. He loves the people who have his name branded on their soul. He loves the people who are called by his name, that humble themselves and pray and seek his face and turn from their wicked ways. And glory to God, he hears those people from heaven. He forgives their sin and he heals their land. He loves you. You've got to see that your life is more valuable than a wreck.
or your attitude about moving over? What if you had kids on the inside? We did a conference here a few years ago called Crash. And one of the videos we found was a man that had his little baby in the car with no seatbelt. Now, the thing is that he wasn't thinking necessarily about the baby. He just driving. And he didn't know that when he goes to this intersection that there was going to be a fatal crash. If he really knew it, he would have backed up off of the gas and made sure before he got in it that his baby was strapped in, right? You don't know what's coming. There's some things that's going to happen no matter what. But if you see a crash coming, you mean to tell me you're going to run into it? Or will you pull back and try to avoid it? Because you have something valuable on the inside. I want you to know your life and purpose is valuable. It's valuable to the kingdom. It's valuable to me as your pastor. It's valuable to this ministry. I see it. I'm praying that God take the blindfolders off of you so you can see that you are valuable. You're not coming to church. You are the church. He loves you. And I love you. Even when you make me mad, I love you. Say yield.
Yield.
You're not a second class citizen when you yield. It's smart to yield if you're carrying valuables. Thank you, Jesus. You got to see I'm carrying something valuable. I'm carrying something valuable. And I'm going to yield to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. The E is for evaluate. The E is for evaluate. I want you to take a moment and survey your surroundings. Is there anything valuable around you that's worth saving? Your yes will save valuables. Evaluate. If everything can be flushed, then flush it. But if they're valuables, maybe you want to hold up on that. Yield and evaluate. Take an inventory of where you are. Can the church say amen?
Amen.
Evaluate. I'm constantly doing that every year. Every anniversary, you should evaluate. Not once every 5 years. Every birthday, you should evaluate. You should just look at your life and say, what? Is surrendered to the Lord and what's not? What adjustments should I make? But remember, when you evaluate, you can't just look at and check boxes that are unfavorable. You got to look for what's valuable in my yield. What's worth saving? Number three, the S is for surrender. Well, I thought you said yield. Well, yield means to back off, but surrender means I release control. We sung it when we started the ministry, this message. Yes, Lord. To your will and to your way, I say yes. To your will and to your way, or in other words, I surrender to you. Thank you, Lord. And that's why I conclude this message this morning with the kingly anointing to decree it. That you will yield and you will evaluate in the name of Jesus. And you will surrender to his will. Self-will must go. His will must stand. Can somebody say amen? I decree that. I decree it by the authority of the King. And in the spirit realm, it is becoming a law. Not a law of Moses, but a law, a statute. By the Spirit, I believe the Holy Ghost says, you need to say yes.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, yes, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2307-3008. That's reference number 2307-3008.
Awakened women, get ready to stand in faith and grow together at the 2023 Awakened Women's Conference. Resilient, a faith that stands. You will be empowered to embody the virtues of humility, courage, beauty, and intelligence to live free in Christ. Join me Friday, September 22nd and 23rd at Truth Revealed International Ministry. Visit truthrevealed.org to register today. You don't want to miss this action-packed event. It's going to be a God encounter.
Abishai Inspired Men, join Bishop Clark and special guests in person for Men's Fellowship on Saturday, August 12th at 9 a.m. Trim Nation will hold auditions for announcers to serve as the voice for various on-air and screen broadcasts. Candidates must possess a strong, distinct voice that can enunciate and enunciate clearly, accurately, and project to a large audience. Strong verbal communication and public speaking skills with the flexibility to attend recording schedules are required. Email trimcompro@gmail.com for more information.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.